Here's a look at today's headlines. Montgomery police have charged 22-year-old Keani Garrison with murder in the death of 26-year-old Nicholas Jones. Police say Garrison stabbed Jones in the 2600 block of Bradford Place Sunday afternoon. Investigators say that the two were dating and that an argument led up to the stabbing. The search for a man reported missing on Lake Jordan is now over. Elmore County authorities pulled a body from the lake Monday afternoon. Authorities were searching for 50-year-old Christopher Carpenter, who was last heard from on Sunday. They haven't confirmed the identity of the body. And Tallahassee City leaders are trying to address vacant and abandoned buildings. The city recently applied for a grant to secure funding for their fight against blight. And that's a look at today's headlines. For more on these stories and others, watch Alabama News Network on CBS 8 and ABC 32. I'm Andrew James.
Pick the speed you need and save big. No two businesses are exactly the same. That's why WOW Business offers different internet speed tiers to all types of businesses. We'll help you choose a solution that best suits your business needs and your budget. For a limited time, get our best price ever. Up to 1 gig of speed for $199 a month. Visit wowforbusiness.com and find out how much you can save. Offer for new customers. 2-year agreement required. Subject to change. Restrictions apply.
The Feedlot in Pike Road is wide open for business. Located at the intersection of Pike Road and Merriweather Road, get a variety of all deer plot mixes and Pennington Rackmaster seeds. 50-pound bags of River Run dog food for $16.50. Record Rack Sportsman's deer feed, 50-pound bags for $13. All gates and fencing supplies for your cattle as well. Open Monday through Friday, 7:30 to 5, and Saturday, 7:30 to noon. The Feedlot in Pike Road.
Theft Crown Tire City, this is Jared. How can I help you?
Jared, is it true?
Is what true?
That Tire City is now selling 4 tires for the price of 3.
Absolutely. Buy 3 tires, get the 4th free.
You can't do that.
Yes, we can. We got a great deal on a truckload of tires, and we're passing the savings on.
Oh, come on, Jared. You must be losing your shirt on every sale.
Nah. Well, maybe so.
Hey, Jared, what happened to your shirt?
My tires, expert service, Tire City.
This hour of the program brought to you in part by our good friends over at Cole Plumbing, 279-8919. They're number one in the number two business. You don't have to dig a hole. They've got proprietary pipelining technology. And ask them about their tankless water heaters. When you have trouble with your bowl, call on Cole.
The views and opinions of the following program are solely those of the host and other contributors. These do not necessarily represent those of Liberty Acquisitions 825, Blue Water Broadcasting, its management, staff, or any advertisers. Time for news and views from 9 till noon. Montgomery's conversational radio show. To join the conversation, call 272-9228. It's news and views from 9 till noon. Only on News Talk 93.1 FM.
They tried to make me go to rehab. I said no, no, no. Yes, I've been black, but when I come back, no.
Minutes after 11. The great Amy Winehouse.
I'd rather be at home with Ray.
Love Amy. Well, I loved Amy.
Well, you still love her.
Rest in peace, Amy. Dave Mallory, Baron Coleman here with you from 9 to noon on a daily basis. Third hour underway. A lot of people think the third hour is the biggest and baddest hour of them all. I say they're all equally awesome.
They're all great.
They're all incredibly awesome. And if you don't believe me, just buckle your safety harness. I hope it has 5 points of contact because this is going to be a big, big hour. I've got a... you know I love Big Pharma.
Oh, yeah. Big fan. Big Pharma guy.
Big Pharma
guy. He's into Pharma.
I love Pharma. More drugs, the merrier, right? I mean, pharma has done so much good for this country in the last 20 years, particularly with respect to hooking the entire country on opioids. Purdue Pharma expected to file bankruptcy amid settlement negotiations hitting an impasse. Purdue Pharma is the maker of OxyContin. These are the people who got the rural America we were just talking in is all killing themselves. They're numb off of Purdue Pharma.
Uh-huh.
They all got hooked on OxyContin over the years. Purdue had been trying to work out a settlement with some states who had filed a lawsuit or were threatening to file a lawsuit against the company because Purdue Pharma's drug has killed 400,000 Americans. That's a lot of people. I mean, that's like 1/12 of Hitler.
Right.
But an email from the attorneys general of Tennessee and North Carolina revealed that Purdue and the Sackler family rejected two offers from the states over how payments would be handled, and the attorneys general released a message said, "We go on a trial, and it's going to get bad on these guys." I mean, I think the verdicts will be in the billions.
Yeah.
In the billions. Yeah. It will wipe out these families.
Well, I mean, they've got the, you know, I haven't read enough of them, but I mean, they got emails. I don't know if they have the smoking gun where they're like, let's addict out the country, but they're like,
pretty close.
Yeah, I mean, they are like laughing at it. They're like, ha 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 ha, just prescribe more Oxy, you know, or, you know, like, hey, this is killing people. Well, you know, they need more of it. And you know what's sad? They are inhibiting people who have actual pain issues.
Yes, because there are people who really need pain medicine, and now they can't get it.
I think I sent you this, but anyway, I read something, about how patients come in. You know, they ask you on that scale of 1 to 10, and cancer patients will be like, it's a 5.
Right.
And they're going to be like, you walked in here, like, you know, you're hunched over, you look like you're basically, like, you know, they got one foot in the grave and the next one on a banana peel. Don't tell me that you're fine. Like, if you need pain management, we can figure it out. And they're like, well, I don't want to get addicted. They're like, what's worse?
Yeah.
You know?
Well, not only that, people don't want to look like drug seekers.
Right.
So even if you have legitimate pain, you don't go to the doctor asking for drugs.
Right.
Because you don't want people to think you're a drug addict. Because once you get that on your chart, good luck.
Yeah.
You're toast for life. You remember that Seinfeld episode where Elaine was trying to look over and see what the doctor was writing down on her chart?
Right.
Same thing.
Yeah.
You don't want to be on there. I mean, it's almost better to report pain to your doctor, and then when they say, you want some medicine? No, I'm good.
Right.
And then one day when you really need medicine, they go, well, this guy doesn't ask for medicine every time he hurts. He must really hurt.
It's a shame.
And they're forcing people to have life-altering surgeries that they shouldn't have to have because, you know what? If you're 79, 80, 81 years old and in chronic pain.
Right.
And they want you to have some really super invasive surgery, just get hooked on the drugs.
Yeah.
What difference does it make?
Right.
Not like you're out there driving an 18-wheeler across the country. You know? Take some drugs. Feel better.
Hey,
they're being sued in 17 states.
Oh, yeah? That's it?
2,000 local governments.
Talk about the that's it, you know, like we're saying, like 48 of the 50. I mean, like, shouldn't this be like 55 of the 50?
It's 2,000 local governments, and almost every state has filed a lawsuit against Purdue Pharma. I mean, once you saw the emails, how could you not?
Right.
Pennsylvania Attorney General Josh Shapiro says he will now sue the Sackler family, as other states have. His quote, I think they're a sanctimonious group of billionaires who lied and cheated so they can make a handsome profit. I truly believe they have blood on their hands. They've already settled once for $270 million with the state of Oklahoma to avoid trial. This family has $270 million.
Yeah, that's not enough money.
That's not going to cut it. Mm-mm. They got, truthfully, they have billions. That's just what they had liquid to pay Oklahoma.
Mm-hmm. But I'm just saying, like, what did tobacco settle for?
Oh, it was, you know, stupid.
This needs to be bigger.
Yeah. Yeah, these people have done worse harm than tobacco.
Truly. I mean, there's entire economies.
Because these preyed on sick people. Tobacco preyed on healthy people.
Right. And there's just entire areas that are just decimated by this stuff.
Yeah. 11 minutes after 11 o'clock. Who's this?
This is Joe.
Well, this is Baron.
And Dave.
Hey. And he's Dave.
Look, I'm under pain management, been under it for years. And the numbers that I have discovered when I've looked into it is that actual people that have died from prescription medicine from doctors is less than 4% of the big number of people. People, what they do is they go to the dentist, they get some pain pills, and then they like it. So when they get through with their prescription, they go and get illegal pain pills, illicit medicines, and take them. And that's what they OD on.
Right. Or heroin.
Well, yeah, but doctors don't prescribe heroin.
Right. Well, they also can't, but they can also only subscribe X amount of these, and so then people have to go, you know, once you get to where you need it.
What happens is they get you hooked on the drugs, and then they start dialing you back,
mm-hmm.
and it now you have withdrawals and pain.
Mm-hmm.
And so
you
go and you buy heroin, or you go and you get illegal pharmaceuticals from someone else, or you know.
Well, that's true, but most of the people that go to the doctor do what the doctors say to do. You always have that bunch that they can't control their body, and they, you know, why should everybody be held accountable for the, what the other people do?
That's kind of what we're saying.
You know, I can't help it if somebody's going to go out and get a bunch of drugs from somebody on the corner and go.
What do you do for pain management? I'm not asking for your complete medical history, but just give me broadly. You take pharmaceuticals. You do.
Injections. They do them in the back. It's for the neck damage.
Is it like an epidural?
It's like an epidural.
Yeah. Okay. So you do like an epidural block?
Yeah, they call it that, I think.
And then they put what, lidocaine and some cortisone or something in there, and it's supposed to help with the swelling.
I don't know, but it helps. So
imagine that. Do you ever get blindness or headaches afterwards?
No, not from the injection, I doubt.
Not from that.
and what kind of drugs do you take?
Take hydrocodone.
And how many?
Also muscle relaxer. I take three. I'm a tier one.
What does that mean?
If I took any more medicine, I'd be getting to the tier two.
What does tier
and
one
mean?
I'm not familiar with
X amount per day is what he's saying.
Well, no, it's called the morphine tiers. That's mm-hmm. how they rate how much pain medicine that you take mm-hmm. in your body. People that are in cancer and dying are the tier threes. They get the really heavy dosages and all that kind of stuff. Just numb them up so mm-hmm. they can die. But most pain management doctors will not allow their patients to get into the tier two.
So you get three pills a day. Most, you go through 90 pills a month.
Yeah.
And are they big pills or little pills? Or like they're the smaller ones? Or are they the big old honkers?
No, they're not the big old honkers.
I'm just trying to get an idea. And you manage on that. You don't feel like you need more to manage the pain?
No, it gets me through. I mean, I constantly hurt. I'm constantly in pain.
Huh.
It just manages it. You know, to numb it up, you'd have to take a lot more. I mean, you just can't.
But it knocks enough of the edge off you can function in society. But it doesn't knock so much edge off that you can't function in society.
That's right. You have good days and bad days.
And it doesn't knock so much edge off that you think, hey, if I just took five of these, my life would be perfect. And then you start taking them, and then it snowballs from there. And I know what you're saying about about how can you hold other people accountable. But we literally have they have emails of these people going, you know what that guy, hey, you know what would make Joe feel better is if we gave him more of these oxys.
Well, you know? that's why everybody abuses alcohol. It's the same thing with addiction to gambling. You know, let's go to the casino, and I'm going to bet 10. I'll bet a little more, and then I'll bet a little more. It's human behavior.
Yeah, maybe.
You know, but I told my doctors, and I always tell them, say, I got to be able to function. I got to be able to work.
Right.
And I didn't want to be put in a position where I cannot perform and work.
Right. Yeah.
What line of work are you in?
I was in working for an engineer.
Mm-hmm. Okay, fair enough. Hey, I appreciate your call.
Hey, good
call.
Luck. Thanks for the call.
I got a professional here who texted me and said hydrocodone is not a very strong narcotic. It's like the baby oxycodone.
Right.
Is that true?
I don't know.
I don't know the answer either. I mean, I'm just asking. I'm not a big druggie.
Yeah, me.
I mean, I've taken pain medicine over the years.
I don't like it.
It locks me up.
Mm-hmm.
I'll take it for 3 days. But I cannot take it that fourth day. I will physically explode.
Yeah, I mean,
trying to get on the toilet.
Knock on wood, and thankfully I haven't
had any true chronic pain.
But just it's like it's not good. It's not good.
I
can't imagine being a slave to it either.
Yeah, well, some people that's the only quality of life they can have.
Right. Well,
bad lot in life.
Well, and the other thing though is I mean, like you think like, oh, this happens in poor and depressed areas, it happens at all walks of life.
New look decorating, because even if you're in pain, you got to have a house that looks okay. That'll make it even worse. Get by New Look Decorating when you get the opportunity. They are at the termination point of Bell Road. Bell Road's a nice little north-south corridor through Montgomery, nice little area right there. Right where it dead ends into Atlanta Highway, the very north part of Bell Road, that is where New Look Decorating is. They have two designers on staff, but where they really shine, that's Brett Carr. And Brett Lanham and Brian Carr. Great, great human beings. Brett Lanham and Brian Carr, they make paint. They understand the paint business. They understand colors. They understand matching. These guys color match better than anybody. I mean, better than anybody. They'll keep your colors on file forever. And what that means is if 10 years later you come back, you want to touch that ceiling up, touch up that wall, touch up that exterior, they've got the color on file. Boom, ready to go. They know exactly the colors you need. They have the high-quality Benjamin Moore paints. Get by there when you get a chance. When they have the designers on staff, you really can't go wrong. You can't go wrong. Benjamin Moore, New Look Decorating, Atlanta Highway, right where Bell Road dead ends. 18 minutes after 11 o'clock. You can even get them to match, if you go to New Look Decorating, say, I want to match, what's her name?
I don't know.
The girl on Fox News, I wanted to match her blue eyeshadow. That is blue eyeshadow right there.
I thought you were
going to
go with her dress, which matches that light in the background of the studio.
Her dress matches a canary. Her eyeshadow matches like the blue sky.
Yeah, for real.
That is a blue
That's
eyeshadow.
A look.
What's her name?
Faulkner.
Harris Faulkner.
No idea.
Yeah, we'll be back.
River Region's first and only news talk station on FM. Live, local talk. News Talk 93.1 FM, WACV.
Are you in the market to purchase a new vehicle? Or maybe you've been dreaming of putting a pool in the backyard just in time for summer. Well, I've got the answer for you. I'm Kim Williams with Alabama Home Mortgage. Why get an auto loan or a pool loan when you could get the cash you need in hand by refinancing your mortgage? Cashing in on the equity in your home will provide you with the money you're looking for at a much lower rate and a much lower payment. By simply refinancing your mortgage, you can purchase your dream truck or swim laps in your very own pool. It sounds too good to be true, but it's not. Alabama Home Mortgage can make it happen. It's time to live the life you've been dreaming of. Call me, Kim Williams, at 567-4223. Again, that's 567-4223. Or visit us online at alahomemortgage.com. That's alahomemortgage.com. Because, folks, there is a difference in mortgage companies. NMLS 1586, 368, Equal Housing Lender.
Mr. Sandman.
It's a great time to save at Mr. Sandman Mattress Superstores. We're loaded with truckloads of mattresses and headboards from Jameson, Serta, Fashion, Largo, and others just in time for our humongous Labor Day sale and the store closing sale in Millbrook. From now to September 15th, we are giving amazing discounts on mattresses, lift chairs, adjustable bases, bedroom furniture, and more. Mr. Sandman's Millbrook location is closing, and everything there must be liquidated. All floor samples in stock have to be sold fast. Twin mattresses from $99, thick full from $249, queen pillow top sets from $399, extra long twin mattresses from $229, great for college students or adjustable bases. With over 80 models to choose from, all discounted, we are a must visit if you need a new mattress. We're on the Atlanta Highway across from the Dairy Queen in Montgomery, open 10 to 6 Monday through Saturday. And in Millbrook, we're on Highway 14, 3 miles from I-65 on the right, next to the Citgo station, Mr. Sandman Mattress Superstores.
Mr. Sandman. Holy macro. Did you see what's going on with the price of gold? It's climbing. It's going up. It's well over $1,400 again. Wow. And at Marguerite's, we can design things for you or we can make things out of your old gold. That's right. Trade your old gold in for something brand new. Let us make something new out of it. Or you can even turn it in for a check. We'll buy, trade, sell, swap, anything you could dream of. But gold's going through the roof. Come see us at Marguerite's. We're in the Peppertree Shops on Vaughan Road. Thank you.
This hour of the program brought to you in part by our good friends over at Cole Plumbing, 279-8919. They're number one in the number two business. You don't have to dig a hole. They've got proprietary pipelining technology, and ask them about their tankless water heaters. When you have trouble with your bowl, call on Cole. guys. Welcome back in. The big news, the big auction that everybody's been talking about in town. Everybody is talking about this auction, I'm telling you. Out and about the last couple weeks that we've been doing the live spots on this, the number one thing people are asking me about. Tell me about that auction. Where do I get information about that? GTAuctions.com. GTAuctions.com. That's where you get information about the big auction. It is tomorrow. You get on the website, they'll tell you where to go, what time to be there, and all that. I don't want to waste a bunch of time on the details when I can tell you about what is up for auction. They have 14 parcels available, 2 residential lots, 11 business lots, and 1 parcel is a 4-acre parcel that already has a billboard on it with regular monthly income. This is the estate of June Collier Fletcher. It's up there on 231 between, really between the two rivers. What's the side road right there? Old Wetumpka Highway? Dead end street, dead ends in the block. They got residential lots. They got business lots. The business lots are cool. They got a small lake, little community sign, faces Highway 231. Good opportunities. Absolute auction, ladies and gentlemen. Absolute auction, meaning somebody's walking away with property. Somebody's walking away with property. You put up your paddle, bang, they might drop the gavel on you, and you're going to get property.
I don't need to check the reserve.
No, you don't have to check the reserve. There is no reserve. It's an absolute auction. GTAuctions.com, Granger Thagard & Associates, Jack F. Granger, CAI, number 173. Our number 272-9228 if you want to get in. 272-9228, Dave Mowry, Baron Coleman. We're killing it today.
Well,
we've had two.
Just like every day.
Well, we had 2+ big hours already. It's award-winning radio, Dave. A lot of pressure. I don't bend to the pressure. I'm like Charles Leclerc being chased by a 5-time world champion for 40 laps. I just stay in front.
Mm-hmm.
I just stay in front.
Much easier that way.
Yeah, my enemies come and go. I'm always here. Some of my enemies go to jail.
Well?
Or they get fired.
Well?
I stay here.
Exactly.
I stay here. Emmanuel Macron has gone full... Here's the headline. France says the time has come to ease tensions with Russia. I hinted about this a few weeks ago. You remember?
Yeah, you did.
Now, I want to know how the U.S. media and the establishment Democrats and establishment Republicans treat Emmanuel Macron. Because do you remember when Donald Trump said, maybe we can be friends with Putin? Wouldn't that be nice if we were friends with Putin since we're both massive nuclear superpowers and we both control a lot of energy? Maybe we should team up with this guy or at least be friendly with him and not try to start World War III. And the left and the establishment went absolutely bonkers bananas. They couldn't handle it. I want to know, does the U.S. media, does the right-wing establishment, the left-wing establishment in this country, does the D.C. uniparty establishment in this country, are they going to label Emmanuel Macron a Trump stooge or a pro-Putin? Putin's controlling France, man. This is interfering with the elections. Can you imagine if Trump came out right now and said that? A whole delegation of French ministers met officials in Moscow on Monday. French Foreign Minister Jean-Yves Le Drian. I don't know how to pronounce that. Said the time has come, the time is right to work towards reducing distrust. He described Saturday's historic prisoner swap between Russia and Ukraine, which featured 24 Ukrainian sailors detained in the Kerch Strait incident last November, as presenting a window of opportunity that could open a lasting peace between Kyiv and Moscow. It's Kyiv, not Kiev, by the way.
Yeah.
I once met a girl from Ukraine.
Yeah? Ukraine?
Yeah.
Yeah? Da?
It's the first meeting between Russian and French officials in the so-called 2+2 format since tensions soared over the 2014 Crimea crisis. Wasn't a Crimea crisis. Russia came back and took land that was stolen from them. That was full of Russians that spoke Russia and wanted to be part of Russia. What was the crisis?
Right.
What was the crisis? Anyway, I seriously, honestly want to know how the media is going to play this. Right. Are they even going to mention it at all? That'd be my guess. Nobody mentions it. Because we got a lot invested in the media over here for making Russia out to be the boogeyman and France out to be, like, awesome. Now you got France going, Russia's okay. Russia's okay. Who's this?
Jim.
You were on the air, Jim.
I'm a retired physician, and I was listening to you on the radio a minute ago while I was in my car.
And
I heard you talking about the opioid epidemic.
Yeah.
I'd like to recommend a book for y'all to read. It's called Dreamland.
All right.
I've read it.
Okay. And you read about the opioid epidemic.
Yeah, it's good.
And how the steel mills in Ohio and places like that, and how OxyContin was the first big opioid that was long-acting.
Yep.
And when people started getting, they said it was non-addicting because they based it on a two-paragraph article in the New England Journal of Medicine. They said they had a whole bunch of people they looked at in New England back in 1970, and they were on opioids during their hospitalization, and only one or two of them got addicted out of, you know, 1,000 people. So they based it, they said their advertising was, it is non-addicting. And then when people started getting addicted to it, they changed their wording. You need to read about the Sackler family. It's in the Dreamland book, too. They changed their wording to, it's non-addicting when taken as directed, which is twice a day. So, you know, it's that's part of the deal there. And the pill mills, they have doctors.
Wait.
No lab pills.
Doc, you mean that on the OxyContin, like, you mean that when they're 80 milligrams or whatever, you shouldn't scrape off the outside and chop it up and snort it? Is that not as directed?
Well, you can use it any way you want to use it.
You can get addicted to that, is that what you're saying?
Take it five times a day instead of twice a day like it's supposed to be, and right. That's not as directed.
Right.
Is there a way to...
doing what I said is not as directed either.
Well, that's true. But Doc, let me ask you a question, because you seem to have some experience in this. And let's leave aside for the moment the question of whether or not addiction sometimes is a safer, better alternative for the patient than either pain or surgery. Let's leave that question aside. Is there a way to take these long-term without developing an addiction?
There are ways to do it.
How?
It has to be carefully done, and pain management doctors can do it. And I heard the man talking about blocks. They give blocks. They give other things.
But if you take
an addiction is where you take the drug not as directed, or you seek it in a way criminally.
You've redefined addiction. So let me define addiction and then re-ask the question, because you've redefined addiction in a way that doesn't reflect the reality of addiction at all. You've redefined addiction to mean criminal behavior. Taking prescription medication is not directed, or stealing or trying to seek additional medicine through illegal channels. Illegality has nothing to do with addiction. Let's talk about the physical pathways of addiction. Is there a way to take it? Let's define addiction this way. That you develop a physical need for the drug such that when it's removed or reduced, you experience physical withdrawal symptoms. Is there a way to take this stuff on a daily basis without developing that form of addiction that I just described?
It would probably be unlikely. And when you say addiction, that's also dependent.
Correct. Same thing. I mean, I use
the word. There was an article not long ago in one of the medical journals that said you take 100 people who put on hydrocodone for a month, you know, average dose, and when they stop taking it, they're going to have withdrawal symptoms. All be bad, so all be not so bad. But the drugs create their own addiction, because when you stop taking them, you get withdrawal. And you're going to do that from a lot of things, including alcohol.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, agreed. I mean, there's no. I'm not saying that it's alone in being able to cause addictions. That's not what I'm saying. I'm just saying, you know, I see this as the medical establishment's defense. That if you just do what we say and you don't go any farther and you don't do anything criminal, then we're fine. And there are some people, Doc, and I think you'd probably agree with me, that addiction is a better alternative than lifelong chronic pain or dangerous, risky surgeries for people at certain ages or certain frail health statuses. Maybe for them, just flat out getting addicted to drugs and being a little foggy is a better alternative.
Oh, I certainly agree. I'm not saying every addict is a criminal.
Sure.
When I said criminal behavior, I meant in certain ways.
Right.
Like stealing, whatever, you know. Like most of the overdose deaths, or a lot of the overdose deaths you see now, have been proven to be fentanyl, which is an anesthetic drug, a very strong opiate. But on the street, it's been mixed with heroin. And the people who use that go to sleep, don't wake up again, you know. Right. So that's part of the overdose deaths that they're talking about. It's not necessarily an overdose to the fentanyl itself. It's an overdose to an illegal drug mixed with the fentanyl.
Right.
Because it's a street drug.
Hey, I've enjoyed this conversation. Are you a regular listener?
Oh, yeah, when I'm in the car.
Okay, good. Good. Where about do you live? I mean, where about do you drive? I'm not asking for your address or anything.
Oh, I'm retired, as I said. I drive to town. This morning I was driving out to the bank. I live in Town Lake.
Okay, perfect. Hey, man, we appreciate you listening. Thank you.
Yeah, thanks, buddy.
Yes, well, sir. I enjoy y'all's program. I like to listen to you, and I like to listen to Joey in the morning.
Yeah, well, we got a great lineup. Great lineup all day. So we appreciate you joining us.
I certainly agree. It's the only station I listen to.
Well, thank you much. We appreciate that. Our number, 272-9228, if you want to get in. Cornerstone Managing General Agency. If he's a regular listener, he's heard about Greg Redd. He's heard about Cornerstone Managing General Agency, and he knows what I'm about to tell you, which is Greg Redd gets the job done. He just flat out gets the job done. He shows up with a hard hat, basically, mentality, saying, show me a census of your business. How many employees do you have? What do they do? How many are full-time? How many are part-time? What kind of benefits are you looking for? And then he gets to work. He gets to work. And he just buckles down and he doggone it, does everything he can to try to save you some money. And it's not hard on you. You go about your life and he goes back to his office and he's able to knock it all out. And then he comes back and he says, boom, here's the money you can save. Or, you know what, you got a good deal. But either way, you're not out anything. It's just a simple meeting, didn't cost you a thing. If you do business with them, you're going to get an HR benefits package for you. It's a computer program. You can manage all your HR benefits. Really, really cool. It's like hiring a very expensive multi-million dollar HR company, but you can do it just from your fingertip, from your laptop. Absolutely amazing. 34 minutes after 11 o'clock. Check out Greg Redd, Cornerstone Managing General Agency, cornerstonemga.com online, 356-1502. On the phone. We'll be back. That I'm losing my best friend. I can't believe this could be the end. It looks as though you're letting go. And if it's real, well, I don't want to know. He may not know whether he's coming or going. But whether you're going to work or coming home, Greg Budell is there. Mornings, 6 till 9, and afternoons, 3 till 6. Only on News Talk 93.1 FM, WACV. Finding great candidates to hire can be like, well, trying to find a needle in a haystack. Sure, you can post your job to some job board, but then all you can do is hope the right person comes along, which is why you should try ZipRecruiter for free at ziprecruiter.com/work. ZipRecruiter doesn't depend on candidates finding you. It finds them for you. Its powerful technology identifies people with the right experience and actively invites them to apply to your job. You get qualified candidates fast. So while other companies might deliver a lot of hay, ZipRecruiter finds you what you're looking for. The needle in the haystack.
See why 4 out of 5 employers who post a job in ZipRecruiter get a quality candidate within the first day. ZipRecruiter. The smartest way to hire. And now you can try ZipRecruiter for free. That's right, free. At ZipRecruiter.com/work. That's ZipRecruiter.com/work. ZipRecruiter.com/work.
Hey guys, Baron Coleman here for my friends over at 4 Healthy Pets. 4 Healthy Pets is on the Atlanta Highway, just up the hill from Faulkner University in the HealthWise Foods Shopping Center. 4 Healthy Pets is where you'll find all your favorite companies like Fromm, Nature's Logic, Victor, Nulo, Earthborn Venture, Nutrisource, Waruva, Farmina, Open Farm, First Mate, Canine Naturals, and more. 4 Healthy Pets even has freeze-dried and frozen brands like Answers, Primal, Northwest Naturals, Nature's Logic, and more. Come get your favorite brands at 4 Healthy Pets or check them out online, 4HealthyPetsOnline.com.
This is James Cole with Cole Plumbing, and I want to thank Blue Water Broadcasting. I have been advertising with them for several years, and they have brought me quality business. I really appreciate them.
Call us at Blue Water Broadcasting and find out how we can help grow your business. Blue Water Broadcasting. Local folks helping local business.
This hour of the program brought to you in part by our good friends over at Cole Plumbing, 279-8919. They're number one in the number two business. You don't have to dig a hole. They've got proprietary pipelining technology. And ask them about their tankless water heaters. When you have trouble with your bowl, call on Cole.
Rich Thomas Weather, a service of Wiley Sanders Trucking, one of the nation's largest truck lines. They need drivers right now. If you want to know what your home time and your paycheck is going to be every week, call Wiley Sanders right now. Family owned and operated. 855-777-9785.
Rich Thomas Weather. Hi, everybody. Our late summer extreme heat continues. Today, very hot again with a high in the upper 90s. The heat index, I think, will be near or above the 105 danger level. There will be some widely scattered showers and thunderstorms roaming around, but not many. Low tonight down to about 73. Then tomorrow and Thursday, still hot. Mid to upper 90s for highs, rain chances generally under 20%, and not much change on Friday. From the Blue Water Weather Center, this is Rich Thomas.
When it comes to serving your financial needs, CB&S Bank, formerly Prime South Bank, is committed to providing you the best possible customer experience. Enjoy the same great service from the same familiar faces you know and trust. Come see them today. Member FDIC, Equal Housing Lender.
Ticket to anywhere. Maybe we make a deal. Maybe together we can get somewhere. Any place is better. Starting from zero, got nothing to lose. Maybe we'll make something. Me, myself, I got nothing to prove. You get a fast car. Got a plan to get us out of here. Been working at the convenience store. Managed to save just a little bit of money. Won't have to drive too far.
All right, guys, welcome back in 39 minutes after 11 o'clock. He's Dave Mowry. I'm Baron Coleman. What it means to be living. Jack should be back tomorrow. Be my guess. If I had to guess, he'll be back tomorrow.
Yeah, Jack's back, baby.
All right, our number 272-9228, that's the bathinnovations.com guest hotline if you want to be on the air. We had some good calls today. People don't normally call. That's a little unusual, right?
Yeah, it is.
A little unusual. People that don't normally call. I'm kind of happy. There's a race in District 9.
In North Carolina?
North Carolina, District 9. And they're saying it's a bellwether. I disagree. Now, don't you love it when you print a story? You see, I print this story the same way I do all the stories. I'll pull this one up, and you'll see there's a little website at the top and the bottom, and there's text and pictures. Sometimes you print a story, and it looks like this. There's a website at the top and bottom, and it's 8 pages of blankness.
And then one of...
Nothing. No,
oh, there's nothing.
For whatever reason, the Charlotte Observer won't let you print their website.
Huh.
I guess they want you to buy it.
Maybe.
I'm not buying the Charlotte Observer. So I don't have the story, but the story went on and on about how this is a bellwether race and this will really determine whether or not. You know the only time they say it's a bellwether race? When they think the Republicans are going to lose.
Mm-hmm.
Other than that, it's, the Republicans are expected to win here. Probably by a tighter margin than the president won the district. Meaning the president's going to lose. We hate the president. I mean, that's the reality.
Mm-hmm.
That's the reality. Anyway, Boris Johnson has suspended the UK Parliament.
Bojo?
Yeah. You know, the Queen signed off on a Brexit delay bill against his... Now, nobody's really commenting on this. You really have to be kind of a nerd of parliamentary procedure in Britain.
Mm-hmm.
But the Queen signed off on the Brexit delay bill over the Prime Minister's objection.
Hmm.
Which, to me, creates a little bit of a constitutional crisis in the United Kingdom. No one's talking about this aspect. You're not going to see it on the television or anything else. But Prime Minister Boris Johnson has been telling people, dissolve Parliament. You got to do it with a vote. But dissolve Parliament or issue a vote of no confidence, which would dissolve Parliament. And then let's have elections on the issue of Brexit again. And Boris Johnson's confident when we have elections on Brexit, You guys are going to get run out of power. If we make this a one-issue election, Brexit or no Brexit, you guys, you anti-Brexiteers, you Remainers, you people who love the EU, who love globalism, who love the United Nations, who love all these foreign wars, who love unmitigated, unrestrained, illegal immigration, you people will get your freaking rear ends run over. He knows that, so he keeps telling them to do that, and they won't do it. The opposition will not give him the election they want.
Mm-hmm.
Well, in that situation, as long as there is a prime minister in the United Kingdom who has the confidence of the government, meaning there's no confidence vote and there's no pending election, the Queen is supposed to 100% of the time follow his advice. The Queen's like the president. She signs off on the bills. The prime minister doesn't. The prime minister advises the Queen, who signs off on it. Queen almost never violates that order, just almost never. But she did. She did. And you know what's going to happen? Boris Johnson's still going to force a Brexit.
Right.
And if he can't cut a deal with the EU, it's going to be a no-deal Brexit. Over the Queen's objection? Over the House of Lords' objection? Over the House of Commons' objection? It's still going to happen. But when it happens, now you've got a constitutional crisis of, I thought we had a constitutional monarchy, and apparently we don't. Have I ever told you I hate the Queen?
Yes.
Can't stand the Queen.
Well.
Queen of England sucks. She's always sucked. She sucks. John Bolton resigned. White House official saying many of Bolton's priorities and policies did not align with the president's. You think? Has John Bolton ever met a brown person he didn't want to bomb?
I just want the Trump tweet about his terrible mustache.
Why did he hire
him? I can't have a fool looking like this being negotiator for me.
Why did he hire this guy? You know, when Trump was in North Korea the last time, you know, or in Vietnam meeting with North Korea, you know where Trump, we know where Bolton was? No, when he actually went to North Korea, when Trump actually walked into North Korea.
Right.
Bolton was in Mongolia. Because we know how important the Mongolians are to world peace. What is this, the 9th century B.C.?
Yeah, for real.
When was the last time the Mongolians were a power?
Like the
Genghis Khan?
1500s, yeah. That's Genghis Khan time. Is that
when it was? Is that late?
Mm-hmm. It was that late. Yeah, I mean, they like basically they were... Dude, they conquered Poland. They were basically going to keep going. And whatever the Genghis is, I think, grandson died... And they had a thing where
13th century.
Where all the Khans have to go back to there and back to Mongolia. And so they basically, like, they called them off, and then they were never as big of a thing again. But
Genghis Khan was the founder and first great Khan of the Mongol Empire.
They think he might have had red hair.
Really?
Mm-hmm. And there's some astonishing number of, like, 5% or so. I mean, truly, like, there's some astonishing number of people who are actual descendants of Genghis Khan.
Really?
Yeah, because they like they went in there and, well...
Had their way with
Genghis was the king, you know?
Apparently, red hair.
That's what they think.
Why would he have red hair? I've never seen a Chinese-looking guy with red hair.
Maybe they didn't look Chinese.
Whoa. Are you suggesting a lost tribe type thing?
I'm just saying.
How are you on the lost tribes?
They were lost.
Forever?
No, I really... We've talked about it.
Are descendants of the Lost Tribes still available today?
Probably, yeah, right?
I mean, do you point to population groups that you think might be descendants?
I couldn't,
of the Lost
but I think you can.
Oh, I think I can. I'm just curious where other people stand on it.
Wait, there's one of them, Daniel, and the Danube River and all
yeah,
that.
Yeah,
okay, we've talked about this.
Denmark.
Yeah.
Daniel, the Danish people.
Yep.
The Danube River.
Yep.
They went north and named everything after themselves. Germans. Northern Germans.
Germans?
I think the Ethiopians absorbed a lot of them. That's why you have Ethiopians with fairer complexion and smoother hair than some of the other Africans that surround them.
And that whole...
The Pashtuns?
And that whole thing where they think that they have the Ark of the Covenant.
They might.
In Ethiopia, yeah.
We don't. Do you know they don't? Have you seen the Ark of the Covenant lately?
No.
The
Pashtuns, huh?
The Pashtuns, yeah.
Yeah, because they got the green eyes,
yeah,
huh?
Yeah, uh-huh. I think they could be.
Huh.
Yeah, there's a lot
they
of
they really
them.
Got lost, you know? I don't know if I'd have, I don't know if I'd have been like, you know, I think we should stay here in the Khyber Pass. This place looks great. I guess it's a little bit better than desert.
It's rocky. It's almost grows nothing. This is a perfect place to post up. No, I think they probably went to where other people were and intermarried.
Right, yeah.
Like the Ethiopians, like the the I mean,
they got
Germans.
Yeah. Lost.
Yeah.
Yeah. And then they're like, well, I don't know if we can get back there, but we can stay here. It's not that bad.
I think a lot of groups probably are descendants. I don't know.
Yeah.
You know, the Mormons thought the Indians were the Native Americans.
That's right.
They were wrong. I think they were wrong. Didn't they prove them wrong with DNA testing and stuff?
Well, that and that, like, I don't know if they, well, I don't know if they actually thought that or they just, like, retconned it into, like, the grift that was the book.
Right, I got you. Bath Innovations, bathinnovations.com, 271-2723. Guys, if you need anything to do with your bath, if you need it fixed in any way, if you need it renovated, remodeled, if you need some stonework, if you need some tile work, if you need some whatever it is, man, the acrylic. My goodness, that acrylic looks good. I recommend it. You jump on the website, you'll see exactly why I recommend it. It's easy, bathinnovations.com. If you can't spell innovations, go demand a refund from your elementary school. Bathinnovations.com, but you pull up the website, and instantly, what the first thing you see is some of those brand-new laser-etched acrylic products. They really, really look good. And you wouldn't know. You're not looking at some expensive, high-end stone that cost a bunch of money. And look, you don't have to do that. You don't have to do that. 271-2723, bathinnovations.com. They're on East Boulevard. Go into the showroom right across from Home Depot. They're going to love seeing you. If you guys will keep hanging on for one more break. Thank you, Kim Wilde. If you'll keep hanging on for one more break, we'll be back. Dave Mowry and Baron Coleman after this.
Carry News Talk in your pocket? Download the News Talk 93.1 app from the App Store. Available on iPhone and Android. Never miss a moment. Download now.
Martha Ray's Florist has been helping the River Region celebrate special occasions for 67 years. They have arrangements and gift baskets for every occasion. Anniversaries, birthdays, congratulations, and condolences. Order from Martha Ray's. Plants, flowers, gift baskets, and more. Meet the new management and find out why Martha Ray's Florist has been Montgomery's local florist since 1951. Call them at 262-1991 or browse your many options online at MarthaRaysFlorist.com.
Hey guys, Baron Coleman here for my friend Riley Manning at Riley Manning Painting. When you've been the gold standard in the painting contracting business for 49 years like Riley Manning Painting, you learn a thing or two about customer satisfaction and getting the job right. That's why he offers the Riley Manning Painting Guarantee. You pay only after the job is complete and only after you are satisfied. Every Riley Manning job comes with that A-plus rating from the Better Business Bureau and trained professional painters. Give Riley Manning a call today, 799-1284, 799-1284, or check him out online, RileyManningPainting.com.
From Granger Thagard Real Estate Auctioneers comes an absolute estate auction in the River Region, strategically located near the Tallapoosa River south of Wetumpka and above Montgomery's Northern Bypass. Both commercial and residential sites are offered. Commercial lots in a business park, acreage on US 231, and residential lots with frontage on two sides are all offered absolute to the highest bidders on Wednesday, September 11th at the Hampton Inn, Wetumpka. See our website at gtauctions.com for more information. Auction is presented by Granger Thagard and Associates, Inc., Jack F. Granger, CAI 873.
An urgent message to the Alabama Revenue Commissioner, Vernon Barnett. How could the state of Alabama use $72 million? Every teacher in Alabama could get a pay raise, funding for children's health care, or how about using that money to repave roads in Alabama instead of a massive gas tax?
Over $72 million in state taxes is what Green Track, a casino gaming facility in Greene County, owed the state of Alabama. But in an unprecedented ruling by the Alabama Tax Tribunal Court, Green Track will not pay one penny of the $72 million that it owed to the state of Alabama. Now Green Track and its owner, Nat Wynn, like the Porch Creek Indians, can collect billions of dollars in revenue and pay nothing back to the state of Alabama. And to make matters worse, now Nat Wynn wants to shut down all the other electronic bingo facilities in impoverished Greene County, creating his own personal cash monopoly. The Alabama Revenue Commissioner Vernon Barnett has 30 days to appeal the tribunal ruling. Call him today at 334-242-1175 or email him and demand that he appeals the tribunal judgment and collects taxes owed to the people of Alabama.
This hour of the program brought to you in part by our good friends over at Cole Plumbing, 279-8919. They're number one in the number two business. You don't have to dig a hole. They've got proprietary pipelining technology, and ask them about their tankless water heaters. When you have trouble with your bowl, call on Cole.
Live, local talk. The River Region's most trusted voice for news and opinion. News Talk 93.1 FM, WACV.
Would you be the wind to blow me home? Would you be a dream on the wings of a poem? And if we were walking through a crowd, well, you know I'd be proud if you'd call my name out loud. If you'd call my name out loud.
You guys may be in for a treat tonight.
Do you suppose that I would
come? I'm not spoiling any surprises.
Right.
Do you suppose I'd come at
all? I'm just saying that Joey's show from 6 to 7 may be awesome. I'm not going to say anything. I'm not spoiling any surprises. No. But Joey's show from 6 to 7 tonight might murder the airwaves.
No spoilers.
That bleep was brought to you by Midtown Pizza Kitchen, where I will be dining in mere moments.
Did you see the special this week?
Did you see the carbonara with bacon? You knew I was going to go, right?
I don't get,
can I just tell you, I don't get the lunch special. I don't get the lunch portion of carbonara with bacon. Right. I get the dinner portion.
Well?
And I like, if I got to unbutton on the way home, I unbutton. Man, if I ever get pulled over, a cop's going to be like, what are you doing?
Like, I'm really full.
I ate the dinner portion of Midtown Pizza Kitchen's carbonara with bacon. Like, I did that.
Duh.
I do it twice a week.
Yeah, duh. It's fine.
And it's one of those days. If I wasn't trying to shed a few pounds right now, that brownie with ice cream, maybe get some Reese's cup broken up over the top of it. Problem is, it's a dessert for like five. But I don't stop just because I'm alone. I get sad and whatever. I keep eating because that's what I do. Midtown Pizza Kitchen will never leave you sad. It will never leave you alone. It will always fill up that hole in the middle of your chest. I promise you. You're going to love Midtown Pizza Kitchen. Absolutely. You're going to love Midtown Pizza Kitchen when you get the opportunity. Dave Mowry's in the studio. Joey Clark just said.
Oh, hello. And I have to get over there and get that carbonara.
It's amazing.
It's my favorite type of pasta.
Oh, I love the carbonara. They don't do it. You know, a lot of these places shortcut the carbonara.
Right.
And they use like an oily, floury mixture. No, we're talking like eggs, egg yolk, and cheese.
Mm-hmm.
Like the way you're supposed to make it.
I was planning on eating grilled chicken tonight, but I think I'm going to change plans.
It clings to the noodles. You live across the street. It clings to the noodles. And the bacon is perfectly cooked and prepared and just the right amount of portion. Too much bacon, you screw up the carbonara. Not enough bacon, screw up the carbonara. You know, I make carbonara at home sometimes.
Yeah.
You know what goes well on it? Big dollop of guacamole.
Ooh, really?
Yeah.
Look at you.
Hot take. Hot take.
I could see that.
I don't recommend it for lunch. That's a breakfast carbonara.
Yeah, I could see it. Breakfast carbonara.
It's a breakfast carbonara. I've made it for breakfast before.
I make it. and I just use about like 3 times the egg yolks as you're supposed to.
Do you really like?
Well, they'll be like, yeah. I mean, they'll be like for a pound, you know, for like a pound of pasta, you know, and they're like
2 egg yolks.
Yeah. No, like
I need 9.
Yeah. Truly.
Yeah.
Well, and they do it that way at Midtown. It's real eggy. It's like that's the way that it needs to be eggy.
And they use the real sharp cheeses in there that you're supposed to use, the dried white sharp cheeses. A lot of people try to shortcut it with mozzarella or some kind of oil that thin it out. Ah! You want real carbonara.
It all needs to like glob together, you know. It needs to be the noodles should be like, you know, they shouldn't twirl easily. They should have it's like so much stuff on them.
Yes.
That it's like too much to
eat. Almost have to cut it in. It's rich. Right. It's thick. Now, we just took, we did a 1 minute spot for Midtown, and I did it in the allotted time.
Right.
The rest of the time, we're just banging on carbonara because it's amazing.
Right.
And you cannot get it around here. Nobody has it done right except Midtown, and they only feature it every so often. So, we did not just do a 7 minute ad on Midtown Pizza Kitchen.
No, but do you have a plan here for the last 2-3 minutes for the show? Did you see the story out of Oklahoma?
You don't have to take your shirt off, Joey.
Well,
Jalen Hurts? The story out of Oklahoma?
A bunch of weird items found in a car.
Okay. Oh, yeah. Okay.
Go on. You have me hooked now.
I think you might have seen this, Dave.
I thought this was like redo of an older
I don't know.
Story.
I just, if it is, it but, needs to be done.
Is this the alligator and the...
Yes. The
No gator involved.
The, rattlesnake uranium and
that was whiskey.
Yes. Yeah, yes. We covered this one time. Yeah.
Okay, good.
Like we said, we're often weeks ahead of the news.
Or months. Months.
We recycle these things.
I want uranium and a rattlesnake.
Right.
Well, my favorite part of it is this guy's in deep trouble. So is whoever his comrade is. And he decides to go, well, officer, I was trying to make a super snake.
You know what? That explains it, though. That's the thing. It's like, because the whole time, since I heard this the first time, I was like, well, why do you have the uranium? Now it makes perfect sense. He was trying to make a super snake.
And why the cheap Kentucky booze?
He was inspired by Anaconda. It's snakes out there. It is big. My favorite part.
What was the Kevin Bacon movie? Tremors.
Yeah. That's a good movie.
That's a pretty good movie.
Good.
They made a lot of
deep reference.
They made a lot of dumb sequels.
Wasn't Reba in that?
And Fred Ward.
Yeah,
the dude from Remo Williams.
Nice deep reference.
Deep,
there.
It's a deep
good
reference.
D movie.
Yeah, I don't know about B movie. I mean, that's Kevin Bacon and Reba?
That's a D.
He said
movie.
D.
That's an A.
I mean, the concept of it, the structure of it's a D. You put those people in there, it becomes an A. I'm not arguing.
Let me tell you, if they weren't in there, you would have never heard of Tremors.
It's also like 90.
Because they were in there, you had 7 sequels.
It was 1990. You know, they didn't just make movies and remakes of comic book universe stuff, they had actual other movie ideas.
Right.
The comic book stuff, is that over finally?
No.
Though Sony's trying to ruin it.
Please, someone ruin it. Be done with it. I'm tired of it.
Sony's like, we're taking Spider-Man back.
Good.
At some point, isn't there like a law of diminishing returns where like there's not comic book nerds that are like pining for... To see their 13th
iteration of Spider-Man.
Or to see their favorite character, you know, like the random X-Men Buttman or whatever, you know, that they need to see on the big... Oh, they'll never do it right!
Buttman. He went to Buttman. I mean, he could have gone to any character...